In the nation's northwest corner is Washington, an evergreen playground blessed by an unusual variety.
Our resident historian Felix Bennell joins us Friday mornings for All Over the Map, a quick look at the stories behind local places and things. This week, an update on the story from a few days ago about a Cold War air raid siren from a Seattle park that ended up in a salvage yard in Kent. Good morning, Felix.
Good morning. Yeah, as you might recall from Wednesday, Seattle Parks and Recreation last month removed a rare old Cold War air raid siren from North Acres Park and ended up at a private business called Binford Metals in Kent. Seattle Parks say they offered it to two museums 5 years ago, including Mohai, but Mohai says they never got their questions answered and never said no officially to the donation. Now, since Wednesday, I learned that the other museum they did connect with 5 years ago, the Veterans Museum in Chehalis, they were told that the museum would have to pay all the removal costs, which is why that museum officially did say no. Now, I asked Parks on Wednesday how much they paid contractor Ascendant Demolition for the removal, but they didn't tell me. That's an important point, because if Parks had paid for the removal, that might have meant the Veterans Museum would have said yes. So it sort of could have been a missed opportunity. Now, you might also remember from Wednesday, the hope is that Dave Binford of Binford Metals, private business where the siren is now sitting, would be willing to work with high school student Nathan Varess. Nathan's willing to find a museum to officially take possession and to raise the money necessary to restore it, just like he did with the World War II siren from Seattle City Light last year that we talked about. Well, I heard from Nathan late last night. He had just spoken with Dave Binford at Binford Metals.
So I just pretty much asked him, hey, are you like interested in possibly donating it to a museum? He's like pretty much just like, not really. We're just gonna like, we have an extra like exact Hemi engine sitting around. They're just gonna throw that in, and I think they think it's gonna work after that. And then they're gonna like use it at their like car events.
So they're hanging on to it. I was surprised to hear that. I asked the Blanchett High 11th grader how the conversation with Dave Binford made him feel.
I was just a little disappointed. You know, I had some hope that it would have ended up in a museum or something. You know, it's just kind of how the cookie crumbles, I guess.
He sounded pretty disappointed to me. I said, worry on a level of 0 to 10, 0 being completely disappointed, 10 having hope. He said a solid 4 to 5 is what he said. Now, I reached out to Dave Binford directly myself last night after I talked to Nathan. He was kind enough to call me back very late in the evening, and he confirmed he's hanging on to the siren. He doesn't want to go to a museum. He's going to restore it himself and use it there for events at this place that Binford Metals calls their Field of Dreams. Now, I can't blame Dave Binford. He was given a very cool artifact for free that once belonged to all of us, and now he wants to hang on to it. Really, it's Seattle Parks who missed the boat by not doing appropriate due diligence on that artifact, by not following through to find a public home for it at Mohai or some other nonprofit cultural institution that would shepherd it and it'd be accessible to people till the end of time. Now, I spoke with Rachel Shulkin on Wednesday. She's the spokesperson for Seattle Parks and Recreation. I asked her, would they be willing to try and help get the siren back from Binford Metals and get it donated somewhere that you know Nathan could restore it? She told me essentially the siren's no concern of Seattle Parks and Recreation anymore. So all these grown-ups at Seattle Parks, grown-ups at Binford Metals, this big hubbub. And I've helped create a situation by talking about it on the radio, mm-hmm. the angry historian thing. and now this 17-year-old is trying to fix it. So it's like all the grown-ups did this thing, screwed it up, and the 17-year-old, we're all looking to him to kind of be the salvation. So good luck.
Yeah. And in general, Felix, what's your take on repurposing historical artifacts? I mean, I guess it's better than it turning into scrap metal.
Yeah, it could be really... Oh, yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. This thing didn't go into the grinder the way it could have. So if it ends up coming alive again at Binford Metals Field of Dreams, that's cool. Cooler than it going away, but I still like to see it all fully restored to its Cold War glory and explain the history of it and everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to remind us what it sounded like, let's go out on the sound of the Chrysler Victory siren.
A warning in the key of G.
I don't have perfect pitch. I don't know.
There's a Cold War going on with history here in Seattle. I'm happy to feel it.
Let me just remind you what's going on right now on the international stage. What's old is new again.
What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Yep. And cover. Good advice. So, we should all be following right now.
Timeless wisdom. Thank you so much for that report. Felix.